We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Country Store and Barbecue. This is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Timing. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. A dominant performance by the Sooners on Saturday in a 63-14 win over Florida Atlantic, and they now get set for UCLA. And please help me welcome right now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody. How you doing, coach?
I'm good. Trying to stay dry.
Got a monsoon going on there, don't we?
We do.
Did you move the boys inside today?
Unfortunately, yeah. We didn't want to, but a couple fields down right now they're doing some work on. So, yeah, we had to go indoor.
You didn't want to. You wanted to make them practice the rain?
Or? Definitely. Yeah, no, you don't get a ton of opportunities to practice in it. Never know when you're going to play in it. We very well could this weekend. So, yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah, you always try to get in it when you can.
Forecast looks a little sloggy for Saturday right now. Triple A brings us the Riley Reaction, brought to you by AAA Insurance. At home or on the road, we've got you covered. What was your reaction to 63-14, Coach?
Yeah, I was happy with how we played, you know, especially early. You know, all three sides played so well together. You know, that initial surge, you know, first the fans, the atmosphere was really, really good to start. You know, it was kind of an electric atmosphere. You know, and we came out swinging, you know, got to stop. A touchdown, another stop, and then the punt block. You know, all three sides of the ball playing there together, complimentary ball. And we rode that wave of momentum throughout most of the first half.
Momentum really got going early on. Yeah, we talked before the game, you never quite know in a season opener what exactly you've got. But to see it play out the way it did in every facet of the game must have been incredibly satisfying for you.
Yeah, not satisfying, just encouraging. You know, it's a start. It's like say after the game and everybody thinks you're just saying it to keep your edge, and maybe you are, but it's really true. You just it's one game, yeah. You know, it was good. It was. We did a lot of good things, got to play a lot of guys. We did a lot of bad things too that if we don't get better at that, you know, that they'll hurt us. But that's just part of football. That's part of the season. You're gonna make mistakes, you know, and you've just gotta keep growing as a team. And so you know, we have some potential. I think everybody saw that, but we've got to grow a lot, but that's the fun in it.
Played good. You look good. You played well. You're 1-0. There's a bunch of teams that are 0-1 right now.
That's right.
Be a little easier on yourself. You guys did good. Opening segment presented by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. Give me a QB evaluation on Kyler Murray on Saturday.
He played good. You know, I thought he settled in pretty early. Didn't try to make too much happen. Just kind of hung in there. Did what we asked him to do. And I thought he was very settled, very confident. Worked the pocket well, communicated well. Just was very solid, exactly what we needed him to be.
One of the questions going into Saturday was who was going to be snapping it to him. Ended up being Jonathan Alvarez. What led you to that decision?
It was close. It was really close. And I would imagine that's one that's going to, you know, continue on.
Yeah.
I mean, we feel like we can play with both of those centers. Alvarez did some really nice things. Creed Humphrey came in and played very well. There's not a lot of separation between the two right now. And, you know, it's one of the first times I can remember having two centers that quality. We got Ty Darlington in the office. His nickname's a senator,
right.
And I've been talking to him all day, so I guess that's on my mind.
Somebody's going to clip that and say that's one of the few times I remember having two senators of that quality.
It's yeah.
That'll be on social media by the end of the night.
First time ever.
And, you know, I had forgotten. I saw Creed in high school, and I guess we saw him in the spring. I forgot he was left-handed. And then he was out there snapping it left-handed on Saturday. You were asked about it in your press conference. That is fascinating because I assume the balls are spinning different directions coming off the righty and the lefty. So
they are. You know, a shotgun snap is not spinning enough normally to make much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But the big difference is taking the snap under center.
Mm.
You know, it's coming from a different angle. It's just a little bit different feel. So, so our guys have had to get used to it, but they've taken enough with both guys now that it's not a big deal for us.
Lee Morris had him a little bit of a day, a little bit of a week.
Yeah, it's a good week for Lee.
Pretty good.
Good week to be Lee Morris. Yeah, you block a punt, score a 65-yard touchdown, and then get a scholarship on Monday, so it's a pretty good week.
You got a lot of, we'll show the video probably a little bit later on. I don't know that anybody predicted Lee Morris to be the player of the game coming into this, but you could make a pretty good argument he was. And it just speaks to the depth that you have at the skill positions on offense. He's a really nice player, good size, good speed.
Yeah, I would say within our walls it wasn't much of a surprise.
Really?
You know, I mean, the guy starts on all four major special teams for us, which in itself is really, really difficult to do. He does a great job on that. And he's, really with Grant Calcaterra right now, really a co-starter. I mean, we play in those guys, you know, about the same amount of reps. So, I mean, he's going to play a bunch offensively. You just got to love a kid like that. You know, people wouldn't believe this. He was on JV his junior year in high school.
Allen High School.
I mean, he's on JV. And that, you know, he goes from being a JV player as a junior in high school to 3-4 years later, you know, starting for Oklahoma and on scholarship and making big-time plays. So, I mean, he's
– great story.
It's a great story. Yeah, it was his high school coach that was Kyler's, you know, Bobby Evans, Tay Evans, and Lee was the offensive coordinator there. He's now a head coach in Texas, but he texted me and when they saw it, man, and they were just blown away by the kid. You know, it's an awesome story.
Good day for Allen High School. Tell me about the punt block. Anytime you first one for a touchdown since 0-2 for Oklahoma, anytime you get a punt block or a field goal block or whatever, the story usually starts, we saw something on film early in the week. You see something on film early in the week?
Yeah, a little. It wasn't just something blaring. I mean, we knew we wanted to be aggressive, and we're going to continue to be aggressive on special teams. And so, we had a good scheme dialed up. You know, Coach Beamer had a nice scheme dialed up. Our kids really believed in it, and we've put a ton of emphasis on it. You can just see our special teams periods now are just a little bit different than they've been. I mean, guys are just – you know, and I think it's the increased emphasis just overall within the program. And so guys are hungry to do it. We've worked really hard, and it was, you know, it's great to have some success early like that. And the great thing now is, you know what, every team that we play the rest of the year, they've got to put that clip up and mm-hmm. watch us blocking a touchdown and blocking a punt, scoring a touchdown, celebrating our end zone. And that makes a difference on your return game throughout the year. If people aren't scared of you blocking it, then, you know, it's going to be hard to get good punt returns because they're just going to release those guys. They're not going to worry about blocking long. Now, you know, people know they better hang in there or it's going to be, you know, it's going to be trouble.
You've been quick to make sure that you give Jay Boulware credit on this punt block and all the great things you do on special teams. You mentioned Shane Beamer there. Vatek had a punt block on Monday night. I know Frank Beamer's not there anymore, but it's just kind of, it lives in the rafters there at Virginia Tech. There's something about that name that just leads to great special teams. What has Shane brought to your program?
He's brought a lot. You know, he's been really good for us offensively. Just continuing to evolve, bring in new ideas. I love how it's worked out. You know, splitting he and Jay up where, you know, offensively we got somebody really focused in on those H-backs and tight ends, which is, you know, really a critical role. And then, yeah, and then being able, of course, to use him on special teams. I mean, you know, you look at our special teams right now, you know, you got Jay, who's coordinated, obviously, a lot of spots, including here. Shane's coordinated a lot of spots. Ruffin has been a special teams coordinator. Tim Kish has. You know, Kale has been on, has spent a lot of life on special teams. Dennis Simmons done a ton on special teams throughout his career. So, I mean, we got a lot of guys that know teams, you know. And so it's we want that. We want to go from just being, you know, solid there, really good in some parts. We want to be great there. I mean, we want that to be a weapon for us. And, you know, I think we're off to a decent start.
All right, let's take an opening breather. We'll be right back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. We're going to start to take your questions, too. You can tweet us the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox at OU on the air. Those are rolling in. We'll hit them next. Back after this.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Use code REALDEAL. Limited time. Price for a little package. After 3 months, renews monthly at full price. Currently minimum $40 unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Content varies by package and may be limited. Restrictions apply.
This October, you do not want to miss a very limited one-night appearance at Riverwind. That's right. It's Cameo. Live in Riverwind Show Place Theater, Saturday, October 13th. Don't miss Cameo, Saturday, October 13th at Riverwind. Tickets at the box office or riverwind.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here, which means it's tailgating season. Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master zero-turn riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it, too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn and Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free. Getting together with friends or family to tailgate the next OU game? Then grab some bags of Tostitos chips and get ready to go long. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind Resort, still the one.
Hand off Sermon up the middle, dances, shoots to the 15, outside he goes, breaks a tackle to the 10, to the 5, the minister dives, he's in! It's a touchdown! Down the sidelines, 50, one man to beat, breaks away. Rodney into the end zone, it's a touchdown! He's going to take a shot deep, he's got Hollywood, he's got it! It's a touchdown! Oh, mama! Hollywood! This looks deep, throws across the middle, it is caught in traffic. Lee Morris, what a game! Sidelines, 20, to the 15, to the 10. Is he in? Touchdown!
Austin Kendall looks left, lobs for the end zone. A.D. Miller, it is caught. Touchdown!
He'll go to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Rodney!
Marcellius Sutton into the end zone. Touchdown! And the parting of the Red Sea into the end zone. Nine of them on Saturday. Sooner touchdowns, that is. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk brought to you by AT&T. I got some great questions rolling in on Twitter and in-house. I'm going to get to some of those, Coach. This is from Hunter. How did you feel about having all your true and redshirt freshmen playing? Is this something you regularly will use in recruiting? What did you play, 11 or 12 true freshmen?
We played a lot. Yeah, I think that close to 20 maybe, make it the first time appearance, so maybe more than that.
Was that planned or did the way the game unfolded?
A little bit of both. I mean, most of them were planned, I would say. There was a few guys. Like Tanner Mordecai, Tanner Schaefer, a couple guys like that, that we were able to get a little bit, a few more snaps and maybe we would have known going in. But we planned to play a lot of guys, and I would say overall, I mean, they made some mistakes, but I thought they all got in there, competed hard, and didn't, the moment wasn't too big for them.
I'll tell you, one freshman that just jumped off the field was Ronnie Perkins.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a first drive right away.
Yeah, he's you can see why we were recruited him so hard. That was a battle too. That was a fun battle, and I'm glad we won it. He's got a chance to be a really, really good player. He's kind of total package, honestly. He's just one of those guys. His ability's good. He's a tremendous kid, a great worker. I mean, he's what you want. I mean, we got to keep recruiting guys like that cat right there up front because that's where you make a difference. I mean, you see athleticism. You see a guy playing hard, finishing a play there. I mean,
He's really got a chance. He's got a long ways to go. He's got a ton of that he's got to improve at, but man, he's got a chance to really, really be something special.
Is he among the pack of guys or that can help you out with the Addison Gumbs injury situation?
Sure. No doubt. It's gonna take everybody, you know, defensive ends, our linebackers. It'll be a group effort, you know, when you lose a guy like that. I don't know that just one guy replaces him, so it'll be absolutely a group effort. But I think, you know, he's one of those ones you look at and say, you know, he continues to work hard. He stays healthy. This guy could be a dominant player.
Curtis Bolton wins the starting job at Will linebacker. He goes out and recovers a blocked punt for a touchdown. Six tackles, earns Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week honors. Yep. Seemed like he had more than six tackles to me. I felt like we were saying his name all day. He was in the middle of everything.
Yeah, that's kind of him, you know, and that's honestly why, you know, we chose to start him. Both those guys have played well, he and Caleb Kelly, but, you know, Curtis just does. He's got a nose for the ball. He's just always around, always involved, always around the football. Has really just improved his overall understanding of the game. He's always kind of had that playmaking ability and component, you know, that's tough to coach. But he's really started to become a smart football player. He's healthier than he's been in a long time. He's just, he's just in a good place right now.
He plays with a you may have said recklessness. Yeah. Somebody said that after the game.
He does.
He really just doesn't seem to care. He's just throwing his body in the middle.
Yeah, that's most great linebackers play that way, you know, and he's got that. I mean, he does not have any trouble triggering, you know, and going. So you just got to get him in the right spot, and then he'll take it from there.
Maryland wants to know, what in the world is a Jack linebacker? Somebody comes up with all these names at some point.
Yeah, so all right, we'll do a little football 101 then. All right, so in our 3-4 scheme, when we're in a 3-4, you'll have your Sam linebacker, which Ryan Jones started at. That goes to normally the field or to the strength. So if the ball's on, say we're going that way, if the ball's on the left hash, you would have a Sam. Your two inside guys would be your Mike and your Will. They're inside backers. And then your Jack would be the guy that's normally lined up in the boundary. That's what Eric Stryker played here, Devontae Bond, Obo Okoronkwo. A lot of times you have your best pass rusher there. That guy's on the line of scrimmage, not out in space as much because he's into the boundary. So got to have a guy that can rush the passer. Got to have a guy that can also drop and cover every now and then.
You know, Bud Wilkinson used to have like a whiteboard with magnetic pieces that would move around. And we got to get you.
We've really moved up in the world, haven't we?
We got to get you a chalkboard here next week so you can draw stuff up. That was good. let's see. This one is from Kevin. Anything special planned for veterans at the OU Army game? Kevin, I can tell you, we'll have more on this when the week of the OU Army game rolls around, but there's a lot that's going to happen to honor the veterans.
I think he'll be very happy.
Terry wants to know, now that you've exposed your weakness on Monday, are you concerned your opponents will pipe in cat sounds during games? There was a cat sound.
There was.
In the middle of your press conference.
It threw me off a little.
Completely rattled you.
It did. Yeah, it did. You know, rumor has it the guy's phone that the cat sound came out of is in the building right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you want to name a name?
You know what? I wouldn't call my guy out like that. I can't do it.
All right. Very good. We'll leave it at that. This is a good question. Link is from Mike Steigers in-house. Any chance in the future you'd look at an Australian-style punter?
Definitely.
The hot thing right now.
No, we've looked at them. You know, there's a lot of guys there. Most of them have a rugby background. There's been a lot of them really have success at the college level. Several go on to the NFL level. So that's absolutely, you know, as we review those guys, it's absolutely, we've looked at several. Hadn't really ever, you know, stuck with one, but I wouldn't be shocked if we signed one in the future.
All right, this is a new segment called the Nissan Innovative Play of the Game.
I'm going to go recruit him personally, too, and I'm going to need to be there for about 2 or 3 weeks, probably.
You probably ought to go to New Zealand and see if there's any over there as well.
I would think so.
Innovative Play of the Game, and this is just like Lincoln drew it up on Saturday. Brilliant. Talk us through this design, Coach.
Yeah. That's a good setup right there by you. You've done this before.
I mean, I never saw that coming.
Yeah.
They didn't either. I mean, but that, seriously.
That's called recruiting.
That's when you're evaluating quarterbacks and they're wearing blue shirts. You can't see them do things like that.
Yeah, no, you can. And I mean, that's, you know, if you've got guys that only make the plays that when you draw them up perfect and they happen exactly like you hope they would, then you're not going to be very good. I mean, it's just, you know, it doesn't happen like that all the time. And guys got to be able to make plays, whether it's with their feet, their arms, you know, their minds. They got to be able to do it. And, you know, Kyler wasn't in that position much the other day. We protected him pretty well and played pretty clean around him. But the times that we didn't, he handled it well.
Innovative play of the game brought to you by Nissan Rogue, the best drive on game day. Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. Quick break. We'll take more of your questions for Coach Riley when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college. Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong. Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information. Contact the University of Oklahoma Army ROTC program at 405-325-0306 or visit Soonerstrong.com today. Start strong with Army ROTC, paid for by the United States Army.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, car wash, detail, and oil change center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale31 writes, having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave. Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
Try a signature wrap from Subway, packed with more of what you love. Subway, make it what you want. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley each Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95. All right, welcome back to Rudy's. Lincoln Riley is with us. Got some more of your questions to get to. Teddy Lehman's got a question for you coming up again that's, we'll get to it in a second. But let me ask you about UCLA. I don't want to get too far gone. Let's talk about this week's opponent. Chip Kelly's team comes in high noon on Saturday. The Bruins 0-1. What do you think about UCLA?
Yeah, they lost a tough one against Cincinnati, but, man, you turn on the film, these guys got some players, like UCLA always has. Mm-hmm. I mean, they never been short on talent. You know, they're right there in one of the absolute recruiting hotbeds of the country, right in the middle of Los Angeles. And Chip's going to do a really good job there. I mean, he's a great coach. Obviously, his record speaks for itself. He had one of the great runs that anybody's had, you know, for a long time. What he did at Oregon was, you know, pretty spectacular. And it's just a matter of time for those guys.
What's made him so good?
He's been an innovator. Mm-hmm. You know, he was doing things at Oregon, you know, offensively that other people weren't doing. He was taking risks as far as, you know, different ways of training athletes. He's not scared to try new things. And he's found a lot of things that have worked. And I think, you know, now he's going to have a team that believes in him and what he does, because they're going to see that he's had success before. So they've got some talented players. They're in their first, you know, kind of first part of a new regime there, new coaches, new systems. But, you know, they'll make a big jump from game one to game two, and we have to be ready to do the same.
I think you're probably going to see Dorian Thompson-Robinson, but second straight week, you really don't know what to expect from an opposing quarterback, and drastic differences. And Robinson has got some mobility to him, and Spade is certainly more of a pocket passer, so makes it tough on you again.
Yeah, these two are, you know, more polar opposites than what we saw last week. You know, last week all those guys had a little bit of athleticism. The one we saw at the end had quite a bit, but, you know, these two are different. You know, where Spade's you know, a guy that's played a lot of ball, obviously started, I think, 16 games at Michigan throughout his career. Big guy, pocket guy. He's a, you know, very good player, very experienced. And then this young guy can really, you know, run around, is athletic. You know, he's probably a little bit more in the mold of what you think Chip's quarterbacks have been. Yeah. When you think back to the, you know, Marcus Mariotas and all the kind of the run of guys that they had that were so athletic and so good. So he's not going to have trouble moving the ball. They're going to, you know, he knows what he's doing, and they're going to, you know, present challenges regardless of who's playing.
What do you expect out of them defensively? 3-4 scheme, pressure a lot or no?
They will pressure you some. They pressured Cincinnati some. They did a good job against Cincinnati. I mean, you know, held them down, really, you know, kept the game close defensively. Didn't, you know, allow just a shade over 300 yards. They did a nice job. And so they've got some outstanding players, very experienced in the secondary, two big outside linebackers that, I mean, just absolute prototypical guys. So, and they also had some guys out for either injuries or suspensions that will be back for us that are, you know, guys that have played for them that they expect to be very good players. So we'll see a different team, I'm sure.
Austin Kendall scared us all on Saturday. That looked really bad. Your report on Monday was pretty optimistic. Any updates on that?
Yeah, no, he's progressing. You know, he's progressing. I mean, it was it scared all of us, no doubt. I mean, our sidelines here are notoriously tight, you know, mm-hmm. and that's just, they are what they are. And so, you know, but he's, I think it's one of those things that, not that it was good, but it certainly could have been worse. So we're thankful that it wasn't. And he's working like crazy to get back. And it's just kind of a day-to-day process right now.
You do not expect it to be a season-ending situation?
Though. No. Okay. No, absolutely not.
I saw Bob and Carol at halftime up in the press box. I think it might have been as nervous as I've seen Coach. Yeah. Up there. It was so fun to see Drake out on the field on Saturday. Caught a couple of passes, but I think everybody, they're talking about afterward, the block. Little guy throwing a block there on the sidelines in front of you.
He did good. You know, he did good. He's he's worked hard. You know, he's earned everything that he's gotten. So it's good for him to get an opportunity. Got in there, got a couple of catches. Yeah, like I said, blocked hard. He's still learning. He's still made a few mistakes that he's going to grow from. But you know, it's a great first start, and obviously with his family history here, it's going to be a big story, and you get it. And much credit to him.
All right, let's see what Teddy's got for you tonight. Teddy Lehman, every week we ask him to ask Coach a question. Here's what he's got tonight.
Highly controversial question.
All right.
Sure to drive a wedge right through the middle of Sooner Nation.
I can't wait.
You have basically called me un-American for backing into parking spaces. So I've got to ask Coach Lincoln Riley, do you ever back into a parking space? Maybe you got to get a quick getaway. Maybe it's just easier to back the truck in, the big Escalade. Do you ever back into a parking space? And even if you don't, do you look down on people that back into parking spaces like Toby Rowland does?
Right. He's throwing me under the bus here.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
Could go a lot of different directions.
Well,
with this
just be honest with us. Are you a guy who does all the rigmarole to back into a spot and everything?
You
put
know
on a big show and everything?
I got to be honest. I will back into a parking spot.
Oh, boy.
I will. And you know what? I think the people that don't, they're just scared they're going to hit something.
Might have a point. you might have a point. Let me ask you, though. You have a car in the parking lot right now.
That one's tight.
Dude, you were scared.
Well, I get here a little late, so I don't want to hold you up.
So you pulled in straight.
Yeah, I didn't want you to be up here by yourself.
That's all I got to say. All right. We'll take a break. Back with more Lincoln Riley right after this.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery. So you can keep things running smoothly, even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
You know, I know Oklahoma weather, and I know it can escalate quickly. Gary England here with my buddy Jason White, and we're here to tell you about the importance of preparing your home for whatever weather this state throws at us.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Air Comfort Solutions is a full-service heating and air company with techs ready to help you if your system goes out.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a fantastic deal.
Call Air Comfort Solutions, 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
The Huddle is presented by the OU Touchdown Club. Become a part of Sooner football history. Academy, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together, Sooners can end DUI. AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. And Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue.
It's time for the Big 12 Report, presented by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Not a great day for the Big 12, or not a great opening weekend. Sooners obviously got a win along with the Cowboys. Texas and Texas Tech fall. Kansas gets knocked off as well. Nice win for West Virginia in Charlotte against Tennessee. A really impressive second half for them. K-State's got their work cut out for them this week. They get Mississippi State up in Manhattan. And Iowa State had their game canceled due to weather. They'll open the season against Iowa this week in Iowa City. That leads us into another one of your questions out there. This is from Gary Matthews in-house. Coach, how close do you follow Big 12 teams during the season?
We follow them. We certainly follow them more once we get into conference play, you know, ourselves. I would say right now more of the focus is just on these, of course, these early non-conference games and trying to play well and trying to build your team. But you're always aware, you know, you always know you're going to play everybody coming up and hopefully play somebody twice. And so you've got to, we certainly keep tabs on it, of course.
It's a good question on Twitter from Brian. Says, you've established a family atmosphere around the program. Do your parents ever come watch you coach? And what is something you do with the coaches and their families to kind of take a break from football? And then he harkens back. I know Coach Stoops used to invite families to practices and things like that. So you've tried to create a family environment for your coaching staff.
Yeah, definitely.
Staff.
No, we have our families around all the time. We normally have, we've got quite a few young children on the staff. And so we get a lot of those kids and their families, moms, all that come out to practice at the end. So we're able to see them, especially during the season when we're, you know, a little bit busier. Yeah, my parents come out. My wife's parents come out quite a bit, so they spend a lot of time here. Every couple of weeks, we do a big family dinner on Wednesday nights with all of our players, or excuse me, with all of our coaches and their families. It's something Bob started several years back, and you know, loved the idea. I thought it was a kind of a chance for everybody just to get a break and spend a little bit of time. It's not long, normally 30, 40 minutes, but just a chance for everybody to take a break and enjoy one another. So that's been a great thing that we've carried over from what Coach Stoops started.
Big dinners on Wednesday nights, you say, from time to time.
Yeah, family dinner.
That's, where are those?
We normally do them up in the stadium somewhere, normally up in one of
the
press levels. Yeah.
All right, very good.
That's it. We have security outside, though, Toby.
Oh, all right. Well, let me know when the next one's coming.
Yeah.
You named your captains on Saturday morning. Rodney Anderson, two Kenneths, Mann and Murray, Ben Powers, and Austin Seibert. Why did these young men get selected?
Well, first, I mean, the main reason their teammates voted them, you know, and then I think they've all, you know, have grown as leaders. You've got, you know, different sides of the ball, different positions represented there. But I think they just had the respect of their teammates. And it was also one of those votings that was very close. You know, there was another five or six guys that were right there on the doorstep of being named a captain too. So I think it's a good sign of some of the young leadership that we have coming up and some of these older guys that have really started to kind of blossom. And so, but that's who the team chose, and that's who we'll follow.
All right, I got to ask you about something. First half Saturday, you wore a visor. Second half, you wore a hat. And you made the change, you said. Why?
Well, you coached at Oklahoma this long, you know, you don't have quite as much hair as you used to. I don't know how Bob did it. I got to get some tips from him. He held on to it a little longer than I did.
Were you getting a sunburn up there, or did your wife, like, text you and say, I can see a bald spot, put a hat on?
Does it matter?
Just want to know. I think it's fascinating. I want to know.
It was a little hot.
The decision was made to go to a hat.
Yeah, we changed it up a little bit, so we went with the hat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you scored 42 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Not as many in the second.
We might go visor the whole game this week then.
All right, very good. I'm not sure I got to the bottom of that. I tried my best investigative skills. Andrew and House, will the showers Saturday be a big factor in our favor for the game or against us? Forecast right now says we could have some rain on Saturday. How does that factor into what you want to do?
It's one of those things, everybody's got to play in it, you know, so you know, it's part of it. Does it change the game? It absolutely does. You know, footing, ball handling. I mean, a lot of things are affected. But that's something we've always embraced here. You know, we always hope that we get a couple of games a year, whether it's snow or, you know, cold weather, or wind or rain. We enjoy that. We've always enjoyed the elements. Our players have enjoyed it. So, you know, we hope it does rain.
I was so glad to see A.D. Miller get a touchdown because I was afraid that the tackle would be all that anybody was talking yeah. about after the game.
Yeah.
How's it been for AD since Saturday with his teammates?
Oh, you know, I'm sure they've been ribbing on him just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it was a funny play. But, yeah, AD's played well. He played well in the game. Man, just been that kid's a different player than what he's been. He's really proud of him. I'm excited for him this year. And obviously get off to a good start. But, you know, he's got a chance to make a nice impact.
How'd you feel like your secondary played?
Solid. Mm-hmm. Solid. Missed a few tackles that go back. We, you know, wish the first guy would have got him on the ground, but we covered well. We did not give up big plays in the passing game. You know, we made several competitive plays, got off blocks pretty well. So I thought we communicated well. The key you always worry about with a secondary like that, especially with some young safeties, is just simply keeping the four or five of them that are on the field at the time, keeping them on the same page.
Right.
And so our guys did a tremendous job of that.
All right, we'll take a break. We got one more segment with Coach Riley when we come back. You know what that means. Fifth quarter coming up next here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract. Just...
get the live sports you love. Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Use code REALDEAL. Limited time. Price for a little package. After 3 months, renews monthly at full price. Currently minimum $40 unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Content varies by package and may be limited. Restrictions apply.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Hey, yo,
OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martell Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, hashtag dinner, hashtag dinner tonight, hashtag dinner time, hashtag dinner is ready, hashtag chicken, hashtag Chick-fil-A, hashtag food, hashtag foodie Friday, hashtag foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master zero-turn riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it, too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn and Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
To thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola, the University of Oklahoma Athletics, one with you. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together, Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat from Norman-based Top of the World are available now. For the complete list of retailers, visit oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number one, oklahomafan.com. All right, welcome back. Final segment here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Lincoln Riley's with us. His team getting set for UCLA on Saturday at noon. Big 12, Pac-12 showdown is coming up. You know, I wanted to ask you one more football question before we wrap it up with fifth quarter. And this is something Teddy pointed out several times on Saturday, is how defensively he felt like you swarmed and flowed to the football better than he's seen in a long time.
Yeah, we did. It's been a constant emphasis. It was certainly an emphasis in this game with how good Florida Atlantic's back was. I mean, the times we didn't get him down, you know, with one guy, that's where defenses have to swarm. You're not always going to play perfect every snap. You're not. Occasionally you come out of a gap. Occasionally a guy against a great player misses a tackle, and the great defenses cover that up with, you know, with team speed and with just unbelievable effort to the ball. And we did that. We didn't play perfect, but we played extremely hard. You know, I think we got a pretty athletic group right now that can get to the ball quickly, and we covered up the mistakes we did make with you know, that great effort that if you want to be a great defense, you have to have week in and week out.
Pursuit. I mean, that's what Curtis Bolton does. He just flies around.
That's right. No, we got a lot of guys that do it right now.
Fifth quarter, five fun questions to close the show. It may or may not have anything to do with the sport of football. It's brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change. Take 5 Oil Change, an oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of your car. The listeners we put out on social media, yesterday, today, send us some fun fifth quarter questions for you. So these come from Sooner fans tonight. I haven't made these up. These come from Sooner fans.
Great.
Number one, what is your post-game ritual after a win at home?
It depends what time the game is. 7 o'clock game, there's, you know, not normally much. An early game like that, normally get home, hang out with the girls, watch some of the games, and then normally we have recruits in, so there's almost always, unless it's a, you know, 7 o'clock kick, there's almost always some type of recruit function that night. So the other day I got home, spent 2 or 3 hours with the girls at home, and had fun with them, and then went to recruit dinner, and then get ready to get up and go start the whole week again.
They're not old enough yet to critique your play calling or anything, are they?
My oldest is starting to consider it.
Really?
Yeah.
She giving you some suggestions?
She is. She is every now and then. So it's pretty funny.
I like that.
Nah, she's good. She's starting to figure out, like, you know, the other team's points and why did we have 63 and why did the other team only have 14? And yeah, it's pretty funny. So.
Well, Lane Kiffin was asking the same question the other night. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize.
Too late.
Question number two. I don't know what's going on. This thing has taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
What's your secret to great bacon? Explain the bacon
I can't tell you. This is like a great play, you know, that you haven't ran yet. You're not just going to tell everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just a mystique about it right now. I mean, it's got its own Twitter handle right now.
It does.
Yeah, it's
all twisted up and everything and pretty.
But you taste it. It's a different world.
Are you making it?
You know what? No. No, I'm not. We got a group in town here that does it for our recruit dinners, and they do a tremendous job.
Okay.
And so, it kind of started. We had the big spring game weekend. We had 18 or 19 official visitors, had dinner over at my house, or had breakfast over at my house, and this bacon just was out of control. And so,
right,
so the guys kind of went crazy. So now it's taken on a life of its own.
Is the bacon at these coaches' get-togethers that I'm invited to on Wednesdays now? Do we have those there? No?
No.
All right.
No, that's we're not built to be eating that every week.
That's true.
All right. Those guys that are out there doing that all the time, it doesn't hurt them.
Question number three. Inside the program, who makes you laugh the most?
Well, that's easy now. Our DFO, Clark Stroud, that's easy.
He's an unbelievable character.
He's the funniest human being I've ever seen.
He might be. He was here a while ago. Unfortunately, he just left.
Yeah, we would have brought him. We'll bring him up on stage next week. He's I can't tell you anything he says, but it's really, really funny. Trust me.
DFO is Director of Football Ops. He was until this year the Dean of Students.
Yeah,
is really hard to believe.
But he's got an incredible personality. Just very funny. Great impersonations. I mean, he's a riot.
Question number four: what current player could give the most fiery pregame pep talk?
Oh,
it was Eric Stryker back in the day.
Stryker
had some good
Orlando
ones.
Brown was an all-timer.
Who is it today?
I would say Bobby Evans.
Really?
Jordan Parker. Those are two of the first ones that come to mind. You know, Curtis Bolton does. Kenneth Murray's fiery. We got several that are fiery, but Jordan and Bobby are very vocal. And especially Bobby, when he goes, he goes.
Really?
Yeah. He can. He's kind of taking on that next personality of the, you know, just
the
offensive
line. You got a little preacher in you to have a good pregame pep talk.
Yeah, he's well spoken, and he can turn it up a notch when it's time.
Like that. Question number five: what player does the best Lincoln Riley impersonation?
There are several.
Do they do it in front of you?
If they're feeling really, you know, really brave.
Confident.
Yeah, you know, like at a little function or, you know, having fun. Nick Basquin, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's it's really funny.
Make sure we get Nick Basquin on the show next week.
Yeah,
all right,
he's pretty gifted. We've got every one of the coaches, you've got guys that can impersonate him. You got several guys that impersonate Ruffin really well. Jonathan Alvarez does, a spot-on Bill Beedenbow, which is every now and then when the team needs a laugh, we'll just call him out and have him throw a few words out there like Beedenbow does. It's
pretty
good.
I'll tell you, I'm scared of Beedenbow.
Most people are.
No, I'm telling you. He's the nicest guy, I'm sure. But I see anybody on the coaching staff in the hall, you know, whatever, we'll shake hands. And when I see Bill, I just go against the wall. I'm afraid. I don't know why. There's something about the glare.
O-line coaches are built a little different, so he certainly is.
I would be remiss if I got out of here tonight without all of us collectively wishing this man man a happy birthday tomorrow. Oh, I understand,
thanks,
right? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Any big plans?
Practice.
Did you forget until just right now that it was your birthday tomorrow?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. You get in the season. It's tomorrow a Tuesday practice or a Wednesday practice. That's all you think about.
Yeah. Well, I bet somebody will get you a cake, I bet. Keys to beating UCLA. What are they?
We got to, you know, make some of the game two improvements, you know, that a good team should make. You know, there was a lot of things that we didn't do well that maybe didn't show up or, you know, we weren't exposed with last week. But against a good team like UCLA, we will be. Teams are going to always continue to improve. And so, you know, we're going to have to do that. And then obviously, if conditions are adverse in any way, we're going to have to handle it the best. So, and then I think, you know, having another great atmosphere with our fan base, us getting off to another great start at home is always a great key, so one we're looking forward to.
All right, it'll be at noon on Saturday. Our radio coverage will start at 10 a.m. for you. We'll hope the temperatures stay down and the rain in the forecast goes away, and then we'll hope the Sooners can move to 2-0 with a big win over the Bruins. Coach, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, always appreciate it.
Lincoln Riley, we'll see you next week here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Until then, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind Resort, still the one. And by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.